Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, August 15, 2022, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. Futures markets are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures pointing down 0.4%. This follows mostly higher trading in Asian markets and broadly early higher trading in European markets. The US 10-year is up a basis point, yielding 2.86%. The dollar is higher against the euro and pound, whilst largely flat against the yen. Oil, gold, and industrial metals are broadly down, with cryptocurrencies also broadly lower. Bullish sentiment has continued to be underpinned by the peak inflation narrative, which has gained more traction following recent softening of price pressures. Positioning and sentiment have also been mentioned as tailwinds. There is still a healthy dose of skepticism regarding the current rally, given the continued aggressive tightening, recession signaling from inverting yield curves, and risk to earnings from slowing demand. On the data front, Switzerland July PPI came in below consensus and month ago. Finland July CPI was largely in line with consensus and month ago. Norway July trade balance came in above consensus and month ago. China July fixed asset investment was below prior month. China industrial production was also below month ago and consensus. And retail sales were also below month ago and consensus. We also had Japan Q2 preliminary GDP coming in below consensus and Japan June industrial production coming in above consensus and month ago. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have August Empire Manufacturing, followed by August NAHB Housing Market Index and June TIC flows. In corporate news, Bloomberg reports that Wells Fargo is preparing to retreat from the mortgage business. Bloomberg reports, citing sources, that Wells Fargo's leadership is now planning a pullback from the business that will likely commence with its connections to outside mortgage firms. The sources add that correspondent mortgage lending, in which Wells Fargo provides funding for loans arranged by outsiders, will almost certainly be trimmed or possibly even put on hold entirely. And the Wall Street Journal reports on a new partnership between DoorDash and Facebook, which has DoorDash delivering things purchased on Facebook's marketplace. The partnership is seen by Facebook's parent Meta as a means of getting more people, especially younger customers, to use Facebook, whilst DoorDash is using it as a means of expanding beyond delivering only food. Asian equities traded mostly higher on Monday, with Japan closing with another gain to surpass 2022's starting point, Australia closing with a modest gain, Greater China stocks mixed, with mainland stocks higher, Hong Kong lower on a read-through from delisting news. Taiwan was also higher, however, Southeast Asia was mixed. The Wall Street Journal reports that China President Xi Jinping may meet with US President Biden in November. The meeting could happen on the sidelines of the Bali G20 summit in mid-November or the Bangkok APEC meeting 2 days later. And Kyoto reports that the Japanese Prime Minister has instructed officials on Monday to draw up an additional package of steps by early September to alleviate the pain on consumers from rising import prices for wheat and energy amid Russia's war in Ukraine. European markets are generally trading higher this morning, with all major indices showing gains. Pressure is growing on the UK government to cancel the energy price cap after recent estimates showed big price hikes from October. With the Conservative government preoccupied with a leadership contest, opposition parties have come out with the most radical solutions. A Reuters poll of economists carried out last week showed majority expect the Bank of England to hike rates by another outsized 50 basis points when it next meets on 15 September. Economists that backed the larger move highlighted that for now the focus is on tackling high inflation rather than the slowdown in economic activity. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Monday, August 15, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.